9, verse 14. It's the first book of the Bible. And I want to thank God for my pastors, amen. Pastor Francisco and Sister Sylvia, amen. I love them dearly. They have led me. They have encouraged me. They have lifted me up. I believe we have great pastors, amen. We have awesome pastors. They lead the way. They show the way. And I'm so grateful to speak, amen, and for them and their leadership in my life and the leaders here. And amen, I believe it, that God has a word, amen. God has a word for you here tonight. So open up your heart. Tell your neighbor, don't talk to me. Because God has a word for me. Amen. It's been a long week, but God is here, amen. God is spirit here. He wants to move, amen. So Genesis chapter 29, verse 14, and it reads, and we're going to do some reading. So Laban said to him, "Surely you are my bone and flesh," and he stayed with him a month. Then Laban said to Jacob, "Because you are my relative, should you therefore serve me for nothing? Tell me what shall your wages be?" Now Laban had two daughters. The name of the older one was Leah, and the name of the younger one was Rachel. And Leah's eyes were weak, but Rachel was beautiful of form and face. Now Jacob loved Rachel, so he said, "I will serve you 7 years for your youngest daughter, Rachel." Laban said, "It is better that I give her to you than to give her to another man. Stay with me." So Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed to him but a few days because of his love for her. Somebody say, "Aw." Aww. Then Jacob said to Laban, give me my wife, for my time is completed, that I may go to her." Laban gathered all the men of the palace and made a feast. Now in the evening, he took his daughter Leah and brought her to him, and Jacob went to her. Laban also gave his maid Zilpha to his daughter Leah as a maid. So it came about that morning that, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, "What is it you have done to me? Was it not for Rachel that I served with you? Why then have you deceived me?" Let's pray. Lord God, we just pray, God, Lord, that your word, God, begins to just move in our lives and in our hearts, Lord. We thank you, God. Remove me to the side, God, and let your message speak, God. We thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Amen. And I just want to really share this word, and it's something that God has put in my heart, amen, for quite some time, and I've been actually wanting to share it, and so I'm glad to share it with you here tonight. But here we have Jacob, right, who he's madly in love, right, with Rachel. Like, she's the one. He sprung over Rachel. He loves her, right? You know, he's like in all of her. He's serving, like, he's doing his best to get the woman that he think that is for him, right? So he's in love with her. He's counting the days that he can be with her. He's just in awe, right? Ready to be with Rachel. But the day comes, right? The day comes where it's the day, right? He finally gets to be with the love of his life. He finally gets to be with her. He finally gets to spend the rest of his life with her. And this was the day that he was looking forward to. It was the day where he could say, "Man, all my work was finally paid off. It's finally paid off." And so here we have him in awe. And not only to realize, right, that he didn't even get Rachel. He wasn't even able to get what he paid for, what he worked for. And see, not only, you know, were his hopes of being with Rachel gone, but to find out that he was deceived and tricked. See, being deceived and tricked never feels good. He had to be married to a woman that he didn't desire to be with. He did not like Leah. He had no interest in her, right? It says in the Bible that she had a weak eye, meaning she wasn't an attractive woman. And so he didn't want to be with her. And there he had to spend his rest, a lot of time, he had to spend his life with Leah. And he tells him, if we read further in that scripture, it says that he ends up giving Rachel to him, right, within 2 weeks. But he tells Jacob, you have to work another 7 years for me.
Yeah.
He has to work another 7 years.
Wow.
See, God always has a plan, even when it doesn't come the way that we expect it to come.
Yeah.
See, Jacob had in mind, right, 7 years of labor, and after that, I'm free. I'm free to live my life happy with Rachel. He, 7 years, went by, and he's like, you know what, finally, I don't have to be, I don't have to work for my father-in-law. I get to live happily with my wife. But how many know that that didn't happen? Come on, that didn't happen. And even sometimes in our lives, right, we have it planned out to what we want it to be like or what we desire, only for it not to come out that way. See, Jacob was sentenced to 7 more years of service. He had 2 wives trapped in his father-in-law's home. His vision of Rachel had faded into Leah. His vision of Rachel had faded into Leah. He probably felt angry at this point. He probably felt disappointed, discouraged. I mean, he worked so hard, right? Only to be deceived, only to be tricked. And this is what Jacob had to face. But he did all of this because he loved Rachel. He did all of this and he worked so hard because of his love for Rachel. The love that he had for her. See, he was a persistent man. See, today I want to give you 3 things we can learn from Jacob's life. 3 things we can learn from his life. And the first thing was, he was willing to work long and hard for what he wanted. He was willing to work long and hard for what he wanted. See, many of you, God has placed something in your life. God has placed promises in your heart. Whether he's promised you your family to be saved, right? He's promised salvation to take place in your family. He's promised a calling upon your life to one day take a city. He's promised your children back. He's promised these things in your life. There's things that you're looking forward to in your life while serving God. But I'm here to let you know that that's going to take some long and hard work. That you're not going to just get it the next day. That it's not going to just come overnight. See, it takes work to get the things of God. It takes some blood, sweat, and tears to get that vision that you have for your life fulfilled. And see, that's something that Jacob had. He was determined to get what he wanted. And I don't know about you, but there's things that I want in my life. There's family that I believe in God for. There's salvation in my family. There's generational curses that I believe in God for to break. There's things in my life that I gotta know and understand that it takes work. It takes work, and I know we don't like to work sometimes. It's not easy. And think about the work that he had to put in. 7 years. 7 years of long, hard work and determination. And he was willing to get what he wanted. See, there's another person who works long and hard. Not to get what he wants, but to destroy what you want. And that's the devil. See, he's working day and night to destroy the vision and the purpose that God has for your life. He's constantly on the move. He's prowling around seeking whom he may devour. And you have to know, are you going to let the devil outwork you? Are you going to let him destroy your life, destroy your dreams, destroy your vision? See, my friend, you got to work harder. You got to know that you got to persevere. And it's not going to be easy. And it's going to take time. It's not going to happen over a year or over a month. It might take a few years. It might take a few months. But you got to believe God for that. You can't throw in the towel, my friend. You can't throw in the towel and just give up. Because let me tell you, you never know when it's right around the corner. You never know when your blessing is right around the corner. You never know.
Amen.
You got to work hard. And yes, it's not easy.
Yeah.
I can imagine within that 7 years, and really 14 years, right, of working for his father-in-law. That yes, it says, right, it says in the first 7 years that it felt like 7 days. Why? Because Jacob knew the purpose of it.
Yeah.
And though it felt like so long to him, at the same time it flew by. Why? Because he believed in what he wanted. He had that love, and we gotta love what we do. We gotta love building up the kingdom of God. We can't look at ministry and just feel like it's a burden, and it's just weighing us down, and it's just bringing us up. You know, that's not what it's about. See, when you love God, when you love to do the will of God, trust me, years can go by, but it feels like yesterday when you gave your life to Christ. Why? Because it's in that moment when you fell in love with God, and you say, I don't care how long it takes, whatever I gotta do to enter into those kingdom of heaven and to see your face, I'm gonna do it. However long it takes, I'm gonna stick it out. Amen. See, it takes work.
Right.
It takes hard work. If somebody told you that your walk with Christ was gonna be easy, I'm sorry, but they're lying to you.
Right. Right,
if somebody told you that answering the call upon your life was gonna be easy, I'm sorry, they lied to you.
That's right.
It takes work.
Amen.
It takes dedication. It takes determination.
Absolutely.
To see those things fulfilled in your life. If you want it so bad, then you gotta continue to work hard for it. No matter how long it takes.
Right.
See, the most important goals and desires are worth working and waiting for. The most important goals and desires are worth working and waiting for.
Amen.
Come on.
So if you have a goal set in mind, and you may feel like, man, that's such a high goal, I don't know when I'm ever going to get to it.
Come on.
Those are worth working for.
Amen.
Those are worth waiting for.
Amen.
Don't get discouraged in your waiting. See, Jacob may have been discouraged. He may have felt like, why am I doing this? Why am I here? But nevertheless, he persevered. And the second thing is, he didn't let his hurt stop him. He didn't let his hurt stop him. Although Jacob was tricked by Laban, he kept his part of the bargain. There was more at stake than just Jacob's hurt. There was Rachel to think about. See, he could have easily got upset at his father-in-law and said, man, you tricked me, you deceived me, I'm not going to work for you.
Yeah,
what if you trick me again?
Yeah.
Right? We know, we have that in mind, right?
Amen.
You know, fool me once, right? Shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah.
And we have that set in mind, right? Where you're not going to fool me again. And he could have felt hurt. Because I begin to think about Jacob's life, and he spent seven years thinking that he was going to get Rachel. And I can imagine in that 7 years, the relationship that he built with Laban. See, he was working for him. And I can imagine that he built a relationship with this man. He trusted this man. He believed in this man. He loved this man. They had a friendship. They had a bond of 7 years. 7 years of all that just to be tricked? Just to be deceived? I can imagine what he began to feel that day. The hurt that began to take a hold of him. Where he could have easily said, man, forget it. I'll just take what I have and I'll leave.
Wow.
And you know what's funny at times is that, see, if you know the story of Jacob, you know that he himself was a deceiver.
Yeah.
He deceived his brother.
Come on.
And sometimes we forget. When people deceive us, we forget the deceive that we used to do.
Wow.
Yeah. We forget the hurt that we caused others.
Come on.
We forget the things and the lies and the times of betrayal that we've done to others. But all of a sudden, the tables have turned, and now we're being deceived. And we want to walk around hurt. We want to walk around kicking the can. We want to walk around mad and angry and just give up and just leave and just throw in the towel and say, you know what? Me and my hurt are going to go.
Wow.
Woo. Come on, man.
There it is.
Wow.
It's crazy the way that we begin to think at times. And I believe that in this time, Jacob really felt that in his heart. And he said, you know what? I may have walked away and I may have left before, but this time I'm not going to. This time I'm going to stick it out. See, that's what he was named for, a deceiver. That's what they gave him his name for. But the Bible says that that they would give, you know, children name based on, the parents would give them based on what they were feeling or their trials at that time. But Jacob was no longer a deceiver. And he stuck it out. See, you may be here today and you say, you know what, I want to walk out, I want to give up. Like I've done in the past. I ran from my problems before, I'm going to run again. But I'm here to let you know that just like Jacob, stick it out. Because you never know what you might get. Yes, you're going to have to pull in some more work. Yes, it's going to take more sleepless nights. Yes, it's going to continue to hurt. But at the end, you're going to get what you worked for. You're going to get what you came for. And God is going to have the victory. God is going to move. See, don't let hurts and betrayals stop you from getting where you need to be. See, hurt will paralyze you. Hurt can make you want to give up and leave. And the ministry that we're in, people are going to hurt you. We're not reaching your average people. People are going to come in. People that come in, they're hurt. They're coming in from the world. You got to think about when you came in. And the hurt that you carry. And people come in and they're hurt. Amen. The world did them dirty. They're hurt. Amen. They have a mindset that God still needs to change. Yeah. And so you're going to come in, and in the church, people are going to hurt you. People are going to let you down. Just like Jacob, people are going to build a relationship with you, long relationships. They're going to love you. They're going to care for you. But they might just end up hurting you as well.
Yeah.
They may just deceive you. But you continue to love them.
Amen.
You continue to serve them.
Yeah.
See, he continued to love Laban. He continued to work for him. No matter what, he continued.
Amen. Powerful word.
Don't let hurt paralyze you. Don't let it control you. That's what the enemy wants. He wants you to walk around hurt. He wants you to walk around feeling that way. But you can change that. You can make a difference. You can choose to be a different way. You don't have to act the same way that you've always acted. You don't have to hurt people because they hurt you. You don't have to hurt people because you were once hurt. But you can choose to be different. And you can choose to love. You can choose to do the opposite and stick it out and serve. He didn't let his hurt paralyze him. Because he worked the other 7 years.
Come on.
Yes, he did.
And he finished it. He did his part. And we gotta continue to do your part. If you're here and you have hurt, whether it's hurt towards a family member, whether it's hurt from a leader, whether it's hurt from the church, or maybe you're just hurt with yourself of who you are and what you've done, whatever hurt that you may be carrying around here today, don't let it stop you from where God wants to take you. Don't let it stop you from the vision and the dreams that you have set for yourself. See, the third thing is that we can learn from Jacob's life is that when he embraced Leah, life was birth. See, you may be saying, well, why are we talking about Leah? Like, this is about Rachel. Everyone's like, Team Rachel, woo, right? See, but the Lord gives you Leah before he gives you Rachel.
Say it again.
And Rachel's release is determined by Leah's embrace. Once you learn to embrace Leah, God will release Rachel. See, Rachel was barren. You know, once he had his two wives, Rachel was barren. She was unable to have children. But Leah could have kids. Leah was able to have children. See, when he learned to embrace her, life was birth. Life was birth, and what I mean, she was able to have children. And in these times, it was very vital to have children. It was your legacy. It was your family. It was your business. See, there were elements of Jacob's life that only Leah could give him. See, he's called you to Rachel, but your Leah will add something to your character. your leadership abilities that Rachel cannot give you. See, once he embraced Leah, Rachel could then have children. When you learn to embrace where God has you, when you learn to embrace the situation that you're in, then he can give you Rachel. He can give you that vision. But if you don't learn to love the situation that you're in, if you don't learn to love where you're at right now, whether you're serving in ministry, whether you're in leadership, whether you're there at your job and you're wondering, why am I still here? If you don't learn to love the position that God has you right now, the place that he has you right now, he cannot give you Rachel. He cannot give you that dream and that vision that you want. See, Jacob, he needed Leah, and so do you.
Wow.
What's the Leah in your life? Just like Jacob, Jacob didn't want Leah. He didn't want to be with Leah. That was not part of his plan. That's not what he wanted. And many times that happens within our lives. There's things that God brings us that we don't want. There's positions that God puts us in that we don't want. There's trials and situations that God brings us through that we don't want. That we did not ask for. Like, God, that's not what I wanted. But God is saying, you gotta learn how to embrace what I give you. Because if you don't take care of what I give you, how can I give you what you want? And expect you to fulfill it and expect you to do good at it.
Yes, it's true.
He cannot give us Rachel if we can't take care of Leah.
It's good.
See, your current assignment right now might be Leah.
Wow.
God knows what he's doing. Just embrace her. As you remind him that what you signed up for was Rachel. All
right. It's good.
So if you might be in that situation where you're like, I don't want to be here, I don't want to do this.
Yeah. Well, come on.
Well.
But God knows what he's doing.
Amen.
God knows exactly what he's doing.
Amen.
God knows that right there where you're at is where God's going to mold you.
Yeah.
It's where God's going to test your character. And where God's going to shape you. See, it's in that crushing, in that pushing. That's going to help us be able to get where we need to be. You cannot get caught up. Don't get caught up in just, oh, I want to do this. I want to go here. I want to be that. But you can't embrace where you're at.
Yeah.
Oh. See, and once you embrace where you're at right now, just like Leah, there was life birthed out of her. Life will be birthed out of you.
Wow.
Meaning that souls are going to get saved.
Yes.
Meaning that your life is going to begin to impact people because you're learning to embrace your situation. You're learning to embrace where you're at.
Amen.
And see, that's what he could have done. He could have just been like, you know what, I'll marry both of them, but you know, forget Leah. You know, just throw her to the side. But then he realizes that the love of his life can't have children. So he has no other choice. And God puts us in those places where we have no other choice but to serve, but to move. See, he holds us back from Rachel until we are content with Leah.
Yeah.
See, Leah and Jacob had a son named Levi. And Levi's descendants were Moses and Aaron. She had 6 sons whose descendants became part of the 12 tribes of Israel.
Yeah.
See, God always has a plan bigger than us. Jacob and Leah were able to have children that made an impact in the world. Their children, that's how Moses and Aaron came about. And I know at times we may look at our lives and sometimes we're just so in ourselves and thinking about our own desires. But God's not thinking about that. God's thinking about the bigger picture. He's always thinking more. He's always thinking way bigger than what you're thinking. And so he's seen this, and yes, Jacob was distressed and discouraged, but only if he knew that doing this and being with Leah was going to make an impact to the world, was going to change humanity, was going to make a big difference. So whatever situation you may be in, whatever place you may be in your life, don't just look at yourself and think, oh, poor me that I had to go through this. No, know that there's generations that are going to be impacted by your decision. Impacted. Live a life that leaves a legacy. Live a life, a selfless life, that your children and your grandchildren can look back and say that you lived serving God, that you lived making an impact. Wow. What difference have you made? What difference are you planning to make?
Yeah,
say yes to the things of God. Amen. Say yes to that situation you're in.
Yes.
And believe God for it. As I come to a closing and the piano player can come up. See, the irony of Jacob's story is when he charges his sons with a brutal request. He's on his deathbed and he says, bury me at Mamre Pelion in Mamre, where Abraham buried Sarah, who was Abraham's wife, his love of his life, where Isaac buried Rachel, and where I buried Leah. See, what happens in the end is that Jacob ended up falling in love with Leah. And the reason why this message, it first spoke to me, this all came to me a few months ago. Because I found myself in a very tough place.
Come on, Celeste.
I had been given an opportunity that I thought was from God.
Wow.
Or not that it wasn't, but an opportunity where I said, this is it. This is my Rachel. And it didn't happen. It didn't work. And I was so confused. And I wasn't angry at God. But I didn't understand. I would tell God, I said, why would you even bring this up if it was just to be no?
Yeah.
And I was reading a book. It's called Second in Command. It's a really good book. And I was reading this book and this story came. And God began to speak to me. And he said, what I have for you is still there.
Amen.
I still have a plan for your life.
Amen.
Just because this didn't work out the way that you thought doesn't mean that I haven't called you.
Amen. Good.
And he told me, you gotta learn how to embrace where you're at right now. You gotta learn to love the situation you are in right now. Because to be honest, I wasn't loving it. I was worried and I was, ministry can be overwhelming at times. And I was very overwhelmed. And guess what? God said, you got to learn to love where you're at.
Amen.
You got to learn to love what you're doing even more.
Amen.
And it began to break me and I began to be broken. Because he said, once you learn to love where you're at, you're gonna birth life.
Come on.
Disciples are gonna come.
Yeah.
People are gonna rise up. Souls are gonna begin to be saved because you're embracing the situation that I have you in. And it did something to my heart. It was a breakthrough.
Yeah.
And yes, those things were still in my mind, but I said, you know what, God? I'm not gonna give up. I'm not going to just quit because something didn't go the way that I wanted it to go.
Yeah. Come on. Amen.
And I wanted to share this because we all face things in our lives. We all face situations and things that at times we don't want to be in. A place, a position, whether it's in your job, whether it's in ministry. And we're asking God, God, why do you have me here? Why am I here? Why am I in this place? I hate it. But you gotta learn to love those things.
Yes.
God didn't forget about you. God knows exactly what you're doing. What he's doing. And to say this, why Jacob, I feel like Jacob ended up falling in love with Leah because it was his process. See, you might not like your process right now, but when you finally get your vision, when you finally get the vision and the dream that you want, you're going to be grateful for Leah. You're going to thank God for Leah because it was in those times where you learned to press in, where you learned not to give up, where you learned not to throw in the towel. So you know what? You begin to fall in love with that process that God put you in, those situations that God put you in. Why? Because they made you stronger. Why? Because they made you better. That's why Jacob fell in love with Leah. Because it made him to be the man of God that he was supposed to be. It made him fight for what he wanted, for the calling upon his life. And you may look at your Leah and your process right now and you're probably not loving it. You might probably feel stuck. But when you get to where you need to be, you're going to be grateful. You're going to be grateful that God put you through that. Because it was to make you better and to prepare you for where you need to be.
Yes.
God hasn't forgot about you. Those promises that he's given you, he hasn't forgot about them.
Amen.
He's going to keep his promise.
Right.
He's a way maker. He's a promise keeper.
Come on.
As we all stand, right there where you're at, just close your eyes. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are worthy, God.